small, shiny, and bright, and not suitable for children 5 years of age. It's the Marvel Club. And now, your host of the Marvel Club, here's Sydney.
Review. That song you just heard was the theme song from the Mighty Moshin Emo Rangers, which is an online video, actually a bunch of videos that are about the Emo Rangers, and it's really funny, and I like them a lot, so I thought I'd play that for you so you could listen to it. Yeah, that's about it. I thought you might like to hear it. Since I like it so much, I'm buying one of their t-shirts at Cafe Press. They're really adorable. I like, John is my favorite of all the Emo Rangers. He's the green one. So I think you should really check it out if you want a good laugh. It's really good special effects. You know, for a low budget film. So I've gotten to a point in my education where the high school starts to tell you to pick electives to base your entire life on. Honestly, I have no idea what I want to do after graduation. I've always wanted to be a novelist, but I have to be realistic. I like politics, but I'm not very people-friendly or charismatic. I like computers and web design, but honestly, sometimes I don't enjoy sitting in front of the computer poring over details that I'm too perfectionist about to let go. I like history, but I don't like research or traveling all the time. My question is, how can I choose a career now for when I graduate in 3 years and a few months? How can I choose with all of these options? Do I keep taking out things I don't want to do from my list before finding the thing I do want to do? Because I don't want to do anything involving a lot of numbers, so a science career is out of the question. I can't do something involving personal handling people because I'm not good around people or something that requires patience, because I have none. Normally, my parents help me with stuff like this, but my dad always knew he wanted to be a musician, and my mom always knew she wanted to work with kids. Me? I always wanted to be a writer. But so do thousands of people with no talent and no real drive with different jobs. So, how can I choose a career? Thank you for listening. That's my rant for today.
Today, I want to talk to you about the biggest government cover-up of all time, originating in the 1970s. It all started with the spaceship. That's right. When the spaceship went up, they noticed that the world was flat. It was not round, as had been previously thought. They tried to cover it up in vain, taking false pictures of a cardboard picture of the Earth if it had been round. So now you know the truth.
By the Bob Dolmites. It's a pretty interesting song, labeled experimental. The lead singer isn't the greatest thing in the world, but I think the song has a good beat, and I think you'll really enjoy it. So, enjoy the song!
The show. Email me at sydney@mobilecast.yahoo.com to tell me what you think of the show, sections you would like in the next episode. And remember, next week is my birthday. That's the next episode. I've been having trouble forming words tonight. Marblecast.blogspot.com. You can find me at iTunes and jellycast.com. And search for Marblecast. Find me on Twitter. Queen Sydney, that's Queen with two N's and no space. Enjoy your week. For those of you with spring break coming up, be safe. Don't do anything dangerous. And remember, you have to live with yourself for the rest of your life. That's about it. Check out Emo Rangers at emorangers.com. And I will see you in a few days. Bye-bye.
I sing the bye song. Bye, 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 bye. Time to say goodbye now. I sing the bye song. Bye, bye, bye.